Newly elected House Republican leader Nick Kipke stood in front of central booking and took Governor O'Malley and his administration to task for not doing enough about city jail corruption problems in which 13 officers were charged.
They're taking the least political controversial approach to fixing this problem and hoping that it just goes away.
He said the facility was built in the Civil War era. Parts of it are dilapidated, and parts of the jail are not functional for modern times.
You can't have cells, for example, where the doors have to be opened by a guard. In modern facilities, you don't have that. You have a computer that opens the door.
Delegate John Cluster, a former police officer, said this facility lacks major safety basics. For example, at modern facilities, one door to a cell will not open until another shuts.
That's not happening here. You can open all 25 doors at the same time, and that's concerning.
The Maryland GOP leaders said rebuilding the facility would cost $300 million. They had no specific suggestions for a funding source, but called on the governor to get moving. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.